universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Quite often, people will say to me, "Oh, please do pray for me." Or, as just happened a few moments ago, somebody in conversation on a phone call mentioned how sick they were, and I said, "Well, I will keep you in my prayers." Well, I certainly do pray for people, and I do so right away. Lord, bless them. Minimally, I do that. There was one time I remember I said to somebody, this is years ago, "Oh, I'll pray for you." And then about 4 days later, they said, "Oh, thanks so much for your prayers, because I sure am doing better." And I thought to myself, did I pray for them? I don't think I did. Oh my gosh, Lord, forgive me. But since then, whenever the word prayer comes up, I do it right away. But you know, sometimes if anything like any of you, sometimes what do you pray? And when somebody says, "Oh, please pray for me," how do you pray for them? Well, I read a devotion, some time back from Lutheran Church Charities that suggested using the Apostle formula from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. Paul said in this verse to Timothy, "My beloved son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." That's the verse. What the devotion suggested, and I pondered this, I wrote it, I saved it, and I looked at it again. I thought, you know, this really is a good prayer. Grace, mercy, and peace to you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace. Grace, I think the easiest way to say it, is a gift given to us by God. Grace is not the power of God that we hold and possess and then we can do things with. Some people do believe that. I don't. I think of Ephesians 2:8 and 9, where it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is a gift of God, not of works." So there's a parallel here. By grace you've been saved. It's a gift of God. That's the parallel. So grace is a gift of God. And so when I pray for somebody using this grace, mercy, peace, "Lord, please gift this person with." And if I know something specific, like getting off the phone just a moment ago with Chris, who's real sick, "Lord, please gift Chris with improving health." Pray for a gift. Then second is mercy. Now, mercy is the opposite of grace in many senses. Grace is a giving something you don't deserve. Mercy is not giving what we do deserve. And the easiest way to remember mercy is people went before a king and asked for mercy. They knew they were guilty. They knew they should be receiving something from the king of punishment. And they say, "Oh, please, please have mercy and do not." So we ask God's mercy. Oh, by the way, a side note. If you go to a Lutheran, Presbyterian, or Roman Catholic Church, this is where we sometimes in the liturgy will pray, "Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy." It literally is a prayer to God, to asking for him for his mercy, like we would go before a king. Well, so, "Lord, please do not, or please take away," I mean, we deserve punishment and death, and Or "please take away the hard, the difficult." That's usually the way I pray it. Take away the difficult things that they have. Assuming that, well, I can't say we deserve it necessarily, but we certainly have it. Okay. Then the third, peace. The verse I love, and I think I've shared this on a podcast, is from John 14:27. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Jesus' peace goes beyond what the world can give. The world can only give peace, meaning end of hostilities and war and fighting and anger and that type of thing. God's peace goes deeper, so that even in the midst of difficulties and hardships, there can be a deep contentment knowing that God's with you, knowing that God has your backside, knowing that you are in God's hands. That's the peace that Jesus is saying here, peace I leave with you. So, for example then, I just heard this morning that Johanna from our church, where I help out part-time, just went to the hospital. Johanna is in her late 90s, I think 98 years old, and she's just getting weaker and weaker and having a hard time eating. So I prayed this prayer of grace, mercy, and peace. Lord, please give Johanna strength in her body. Lord, please remove from her any doubt or discouragement that she may have in life. Lord, give her that peace that even in the midst of her struggles, she knows you are with her. So a gift, remove, and then the spiritual peace, grace, mercy, and peace. Cassandra. I just saw, I got an email notice on Facebook. It's a cousin. Her daughter last night, I think 2 years old, threw up and is all sick and threw up on her teddy bear. That's significant for a little two-year-old. So I prayed that prayer. Lord, please bless this child with health, that the sickness will go away very quickly. Don't let it linger on. This is the mercy. Forever and ever, nor let her be sad because of the teddy bear. But may she have peace, even as she holds a teddy bear for comfort. Hold her, and may she know your comfort. Be with Mom, Cassandra, and give her whatever she needs to be a good mom. Take away her sadness from her heart for her daughter, and give her that contentment that comes only from you. That's an example of how you can use this grace, mercy, and peace. I know that a lot of times people with disabilities are told, well, when they ask, well, what can I do? And they're told, well, you pray for them. Well, here's an example of how then you can pray for people. Even as Paul prayed for Timothy, grace, mercy, and peace. And how shall we pray? Dear Jesus, thank you that you have given us a wonderful gift of your presence, your care, of course, your forgiveness and new life. Lord, we ask that harm not come to us, but that we may be active and participate in your kingdom. And no matter where we are in life, may we know your peace that surpasses understanding. Lord, I ask that you give to the listeners of this podcast understanding and help and hope. Take away their frustration when they feel they can't do anything, and instead give them your peace that what they are doing is positive in your kingdom. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. There's many other styles of prayer. I would invite you to write, and I'd be happy to share them on a podcast too, especially if you find them helpful. A simple formula or way to pray. This one I mentioned, I got from Lutheran Church Charities Devotion, but I know there's others. Please share them with me. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Or if you get the email response, the email notification, you can just hit reply, and it comes directly to me. God's blessings. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.